evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. A little trouble getting on the show. Maybe they don't like old Hawk to talk. You know what I mean? Our good people at the satellite have got me on, so here we are. And it's 2/19/2021. Now, I'll tell you what. Texas, still incredibly large amount of people having major water problems. They got busted pipes. They got all the kind of things. But I'm going to tell you what. Now is the time to not get caught watching this down there. Start to do the things necessary to prepare yourself. If you're in Texas, as soon as you can, then work all of the different stores that you can work. Just don't go to one place. Try the online and get deliveries. It'll start to come in. Go to places that are not the normal average places to go and order something up and get it coming to you. If you have the money, and a lot of people in Texas have been working and doing real well, not everybody, but a whole lot of them have because it's been better than most places, then I'll tell you what, you start to prepare as best you can methodically, and here is the reason why. This is not going to be the end of this kind of stuff. This is not going to be the end of this kind of stuff, you see. And I'll tell you, Lord Jesus tells you about it. And now we got Joe Biden. We got Beijing. A good thing to call him Red China Joe Beijing, as in Biden and Beijing combined. Red China Joe Beijing. It's interesting if you look at it. And you look at the fact of the like the third secret of Fatima and that kind of stuff, and how Russia was supposed to have been consecrated supposedly by Pope John years ago when he opened the thing and consecrated to Mary in the Catholic Church to prevent the communist rise. That was not done. And then consequently, you also have today, you have China. And now you have the third communist country because China has taken over the United States through Red China Joe. They paid $1.45 billion to his son and to Kerry's son, allegedly. Hound Dog Kerry, the commissar of climate change. And now we have the documents, apparently, InfoWars does, and others, that the U.S. Department of Energy prevented Texas, ERCOT, or whatever, from increasing the power supply prior to the storm. So this is being done to Texas, being done to Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, parts of Kansas. Being done to the states now to the east. And now we're getting stacking quakes in Adak, Alaska. We're getting quakes on the Oklahoma-Kansas border near Manchester, Oklahoma. A 4.2 quake. Incidentally, a lot of stacking quakes, 4.2 to 5.6 in Adak, Alaska. Pop, 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 pop. They're drilling holes. They're drilling holes in it, you see, to make a move, to make the plates move, to make the whole deal move. The Illuminati, those Luciferians, taking orders from the fallen angels and from Lucifer himself, who are at the top slots of the United States government, the English government, the Canadian government, the French government, the German government, the Red Chinese government, the Russian government.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Old Hawk is back on. They knocked me off the air. I guess I'm hitting the thing right on the head. Guess I'm hitting it right on the head again, you know? I was going pretty good and speedifying up pretty good. Well, anyway, don't know what the last thing you heard is, so I go back to the last thing I was talking about. I said it's interesting to see that the fact is that oh, boy, I got all kind of chords going on here because I've had to go to another item. Anyway, What I was talking about was like the third secret of Fatima kind of a thing. And how Pope John, accordingly, was supposedly to consecrate Russia to Mary, all right? And to prevent the communism from, or to stop it, and to bring it Russia back in the fold. Well, anyway, they did not do it, and so that is what happened. So now we've got, isn't it interesting, we've got Russia as a communist, we've got China communistic, and now that China has taken over the United States through Red China Joe Beijing, that's Biden and Beijing, and that we've got a third communist major power, okay? And then now we've got in Texas, apparently the documents are available, according to InfoWars, that they said that the Department of Energy, the U.S. Department of Energy, forbid ERCOT and the Texas utilities from increasing the power supply or buying or getting some more power in prior to the thing. That means that the government under the China Joe Beijing, China Joe, Red China Joe Beijing, has done this. Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas, parts of Kansas, and now sending it eastward and putting hundreds of millions of people under the gun with the climate change, you know? And then what is it that they're trying to do? So that you understand completely what they're trying to do. Let's say for arithmetic purposes, we got a 7.5 billion on the planet. What is it that the Luciferian scum, what is the population they want that they can control, you see? They've talked about this number for years. Talked about it for years, you see. In the old, old days, the early days of economics, right? So anyway, they want population no more than 500 million planet Earth in perpetuity and harmony. It's on the Georgia Guidestones, put up allegedly by a Rosicrucian guy who went to the local banker and gave him a bunch of money and keep his name secret and to then put all this stuff up there. That's still their deal. How do they get there? Well, they get there with like Operation Blackjack, like we've talked to you about. Operation Blackjack. They get there same kind of a scenario in the TV series Jericho. Same kind of a scenario in the old TV series America, which where Russia was doing it then, all right? But the fact is they get there also, we own the weather in 2025, the Air Force document. So what I'm trying to say to you is it's just not necessarily HAARP. It is, as Brother Quayle found out, there are 72 atmospheric heaters, scalar interferometers, or what do you want to call them, HAARP-like devices around the globe that the United States either controls or is in partnership in controlling. And Steve compared that to 72 goetic demons, okay? So then also if you send in the loony balloons, the red Chinese, Google cut the program out, right? And then since I talked about it again the other night, they haven't been launching so many, but they had a whole flurry of launches last week, and some of them went down south of Florida by Cuba right before the Cuban power grid was taken out, their internet power grid and all their banking, the whole nine yards, phone systems. Okay? I told you back then it was a practice for what was going to be done to the United States by the Red Chinese to knock the power grid out. And you remember I got knocked off the air that night as well. Bingo. I talked about that and it's gone. Now here we are. Where are we at? Power grid was out in the United States and Texas and large portions portions of Oklahoma and Louisiana and all kind of places, and some in Kansas, some in Missouri, all right? So you got to methodically prepare and don't get caught watching this paint dry or the other guy's problem, because I'll tell you, it could soon come to you again, and here's why. I was trying to get to this. Here's why. The fact is, this is not going to be the last thing they do to you. Brother Quayle has talked to you about the quakes and Cascadia, the possibilities that the volcanoes blow. And I'm going to tell you something. If you get volcanoes blowing in a lot of places, like if Anna Krakatoa blew, the son of Krakatoa or baby Krakatoa, if that blew, that would, the old Krakatoa put enough stuff in the air to cause the sun to, you know, the temperature on the planet to change quite a bit. And then we had a cooling problems then. We had also, in the past, you've got Mount St. Helens. I remember when that deposited, you know, a foot or two of dirt on the, you know, all over the place. And then I also remember that went over the United States. I also remember the Chinese windstorms, the storms out of the Gobi deserts and that kind of stuff, that supposedly the dust storms that went around. And I can remember sitting in Illinois a number of years ago, and the sky was just like hazy, red, weird, yellowy, dusty, and you could taste the dust coming around the whole world. I also remember when we had a lot of the fires this past year. I could smell the fire here in Kansas coming from California and Colorado and all those areas that were on fire. So we've got the fire thing where they can turn the fire and the forest fires on. They got now where they're doing quakes, okay? Stacking them. Pow, 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 pow. Okay. Pow, 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 pow. Okay. Quake, 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 quake. They can punch holes. They can use, and it doesn't take as much as you would think. Nikola Tesla, in a hotel in Manhattan, as a way of demonstrating his frequencies and of his power that he could generate in the basement or in a room of a hotel, okay, he turned on a frequency and turned on his power up a little bit, and it was just connected to the regular power grid that they had then or whatever he was using. And he was getting the zero-point energy, that kind of stuff. But within a minute or two, the frequency he was doing it, the block started to shake. And then he turned it off, and it quit. That was using a small amount of power. You don't have to, as a lot of people think, have giant power to do this, that, the other. They can create that by doing certain things and then drawing in the zero-point energies and that kind of stuff. Now, let me address something I've addressed before, talking about this power grids and all this stuff once before. Remember I talked to you about E-DARPA, Energy DARPA, okay, and how they were suppressing all kind of fusion. First of all, they helped to suppress the cold fusion, which does work. Okay, Franz Fleischmann proved it. That went dark, and then that is involved in powering stuff. And then that, you do a small amount with palladium and platinum rods, and you put them into a certain solution, and you've got an almost endless supply of power that is fairly safe, cold fusion. E-DARPA also got involved with, obviously, hot fusion. A hotter fusion would be something to where, well, let me just say this. The cold fusion, each house in the United States or apartment complex could put a small device running cold fusion on it, and it would supply that household with power basically forever, for hundreds and hundreds of years, at a cost of probably less than $20,000, okay? Way less than that. You could also have, with the hot fusion that E-DARPA allegedly suppressed for deep background sources that can see what's going on in there, that the E-DARPA suppressed the hotter fusion, which they basically perfected some time ago, and that they haven't announced it, ladies and gentlemen, because they don't want to announce it, because it makes power so cheap they can't make money off of it, and they cannot use it to penalize you or to break your will or to take all of your money or to impoverish you or to destroy your life. You see, they can't use it, because for about $200,000, you could create a hot fusion type of reactor that would probably, for $200,000, supply all of the power needs for the homes, businesses, factories, ports, government buildings, the whole nine yards, for hundreds of years, for about $200,000, say for a city the size of New York, okay, or San Francisco, or L.A., or Chicago, or Dallas, or Kansas City, or St. Louis, or Detroit, or whatever it is. $200,000, everybody's got as much power as they want, and then power, no longer electrical power, no longer becomes a burden on the populace, and you can do every kind of thing with it. It would greatly reduce the cost of making stuff, you see, or heating your home, and then that would not be a burden on you. But they don't want that. They want to destroy you, and the Illuminati, the fallen angel types, and Lucifer, they want to have no more than 500 million people, planet Earth, 500 million in perpetuity and harmony, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, Luciferian harmony. And that's the dream. They want to kill off about 700 billion people on the planet. They want 7 billion to die. That's what Lucifer is all about. That's what these people that are the top slots of the United States government, the big corporations, the world banks, and all these things, the heads of some religion, that's what they're all about. Killing off the populace, bringing on the Antichrist. Lucifer comes down in a counterfeit of our Lord Jesus, in an attempt to counterfeit our Lord Jesus. And he comes down and uses the devil power of all the blood sacrifice to overlay the Antichrist, okay, who's going to come on the scene. I don't know who it is, but somebody's going to emerge, let me tell you, fairly quickly. As I was talking to Brother Quayle the other night, and we were talking about it, I said, well, it's the beginning of sorrows. He said, I think we're entering in already, he said, into the great tribulations, all right? And he always says plural, because there's going to be one big thing after the other. If Cascadia were to blow, if you had the New Madrid Fault blows, if you get the volcanoes pop, Hood, Rainier, all the different ones in the Cascadia pop, and let's say Popocatepetl and in Mexico, and you get the one in Costa Rica, and you get the ones in various places around the world. You got Etna blowing in Italy right now. So if you get all of this stuff going, there's going to be so much stuff in the air that maybe then you can't even use the solar power. So what are you going to do? So maybe there's going to be diminished sun, so it's going to black out the sky. Well, then what did you better do? You'd better prepare by getting yourself food, water purification. And how many people could have used a Berkey water filtration system with the black Berkey filters, as I've told you to get for 16, 17 years? And if you still don't have it, you can still get one. Why, you can. Because I'm going to tell you, there's going to be a lot of people in Texas and Oklahoma and Louisiana order them up. And you ought to get them. Any kind you can get that will take out the viruses, the parasites, the bacteria, and the chemicals. Okay? And then you can run it through that. If you still want to, you know, heat it up, you're welcome to do it. But I'm going to tell you, the Berkey will filter out about 99% of all the chemicals and get almost all of the, and it'll take out the viruses, the parasites, and the bacteria. So how many people need one of those? If you still don't have one, then order one as soon as you possibly can and go ahead and get it now. some people. I saw Alex Jones. I know Steve. Quail may have some also. Some long-term storage food or access to it through one of his people that he's working with on his website. But wherever you can get long-term storage food. You know, if you can get a year or whatever. But if you can't do anything else but, then get you another can of chunky soup or Progresso soup or Chef Boyardee or Spaghetti-O and meatballs or whatever, you know. Guinea more beef stew. Chili with beef, roast beef hash, corned beef hash. You get canned chicken breast, whatever it is, you need to get meat. But I like to get the meat, the vegetables, the potatoes, all in the same stuff. Well, Hawk, I can get the small soups cheap. Well, you can get some of them, but you got to have water to them. That means you got to have clean water, and you got to have water that has been either boiled, or you got to have something that's been treated. So that way you don't use your water. You've got the water already in the can, and you can heat it up. It's just like throwing it into the gumbo pot. You know what I'm saying? And then you get you some Louisiana hot sauce or Texas Pete, or you get some of what I like is Bubba sauce, which is like a Carolina barbecue, and add some of that to it, and you got you something to eat good. And it's a ration. And if somebody in the family can put away buckets of red and white wheat, and if you can put away buckets of flour with the, oxygen, where it takes the oxygen out, or you can put the dry ice in it, or some people use the food-grade diatomaceous earth to keep bugs out of flour or out of grains and stuff like that. Food quality diatomaceous earth. So anyway, I'm just letting you know, this is now the time to prepare in earnest. You can't hardly buy any ammunition. If you need ammunition, then keep still trying to look for it. But look in different places than what you've been looking for. Online, you might get it, but you may not. They may take your money, and you don't get it for 6, 8, 10 weeks. You may not have that long. So if you've got a small hardware store in a little bitty country town or a small gun store, or you know somebody, your Uncle Joe or Grandpa Bill or somebody who's got 30,000-40,000 rounds of ammunition out in the garage or down in the basement and makes their own, then have them give you 1,000 rounds, you know, and tell them you'll trade guard duty at their joint if you'll help, if they'll help you out and provide you a rifle or a 22 or a handgun or a shotgun with 12 gauge, whatever. This is the time to prepare, because the New World Order and the Luciferians, the next thing is going to be even bigger yet than this weather warfare in Texas. We're going to probably go right back into the, like, Cascadia or New Madrid or some kind of thing. It might be in another part of the world. It could be that you see something else pop up. It could be the volcanoes. You know what I mean? But it's going to be bigger because, as Jesus said, as Lord Jesus said in Matthew 24, you know, that if the time were not shortened for the elect, then no flesh would be saved. That means nobody would be alive. But for the elect's sake, it will be shortened. But the Lucys only want 500 million. Now, the Deagle Report, D-E-A-G-E-L, they said the population of the United States initially, back a few years ago, was only going to be 50 million people in 2025. With a greatly reduced GDP and all of the whole economics. Then so many people found out about it and started questioning it and everything, they raised it up to 100 million. Well, we're sitting right now at about 350 million, counting some of the illegal aliens, maybe higher than that. But they're saying 100 million, that means 250 million got to die between now and 2025, just in the United States. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to make sure I'm going to take what the Lord has told me to do in Matthew 25 is to prepare. And how many people wish they had the Dietz lantern or the Petromax or the, or that they had the little, 120-hour candles or just regular candles enough to do the thing. The 120-hour candle, you can get in a Bobcat, lamp that with about three of those little, floating, wicks. And you can heat you up, something in a canteen cup and, make it passable to eat. All right. It'll also give a little bit of heat in a small tent. Or if you had just, you were underneath the dining room table like the kids do with the, blankets or comforters over the dining room table and they make a fort, right? Well, that'll keep you warm. If you've not tried that and you're sitting out there freezing, that wouldn't be a bad idea. You leave one corner of the tent alone and you put the 120-hour candle in there, all right? Or you put a little bit of, something, you know, another light, you know? And, I'll tell you what, this is the time to think about that. Now they're going to handgun trigger safety, smart gun kind of crap. Gonna have to have that kind of stuff. All these different things are gonna come. And when they come for the guns, they're gonna come hard. Now they don't come to every town at every same time in every neighborhood or every house at the same time. You know what they do? They implement, like I told you in the past, they implement what Greg Evens and I talked about on the air many moons ago. I was set domestic insurgency in the Declaration of Martial Law, and it was dated 12 October 2008. They did it. It goes into everything they're going to do, the counterinsurgency. The counterinsurgency. Where have you heard the name insurgency lately? Okay? And I tell you what, they've got it in detail. It's a huge number, you know, 40, 50 pages of stuff. The whole program, all right? The whole program. Action, description, search, each captive for weapons, ammunition, items of intelligence value, and other inappropriate items that would make escape easier or compromise U.S. security interests. Confiscate these items. Prepare a receipt when taking property from a detainee. Ensure that both, they won't do that, both the bundling a detainee's property or placing it in bags to keep and detainees' property intact. They won't do that either. Maintain a strict chain of custody for all items taken. They won't do that. Planning for detainee operations and field processing of detainees. This is just one subject. Just one subject. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, here's what they're going to do. The supervisor must carefully control soldiers doing mixed gender searches to prevent allegations of sexual misconduct. Oh, no, they won't do that either. Captives may keep the following items. No, they won't. They won't allow that at all. And then if you remember 2010, January 12, 2010, Obama had the executive order effectively created a structure of military governors for martial law. It's already sitting there in the executive orders. And I'm going to tell you what. I will say this to you. And when that starts to go down and all that starts to go, then what is it that you got to know? What you got to know is that, like old Solzhenitsyn said, okay, and how we burned in the camps later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would have very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport. And notwithstanding all of Stalin, his name was Joe too, wasn't Thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to halt if we didn't love freedom enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. Then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn, he was a famous writer, and he was put in the camps in Siberia, okay? And I'll tell you what, Harry Truman had this to say, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it has only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Well, I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Do you hear me out there? He is the true CIC. He is the Son of our Lord in heaven. And I'm going to tell you what, if you will repent of your sins, the Lord Jesus, and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then he's going to start to wash you clean. He'll wash your sins clean. He'll stand you up. He'll fortify you. He'll strengthen you. And then for those out there tonight, like Ronald in New York, may the Lord Jesus touch you right now. May he come down and touch you. And may he give you a medical miracle and restore you back to full health. Ladies and gentlemen. And to the old jarhead. And to our favorite granny in Florida. May he restore you. To my friend in Beatrice. May he restore you. Yes, all over the nation, and I can't think of all the different ones at this time. There was somebody I had, I believe, Mary, that was having a triple bypass. May the Lord restore you and give you a medical miracle, because I'm going to tell you what, the time is going to come to stand, and to stand against the evil and those that are going to be perpetrating it. You're going to see the fallen angels. You're going to see the space brothers come down and all that crap. And men's hearts are going to be failing them for what comes on the earth. Do you hear me out there, America? Do you hear me out there? Don't go into there, Luciferian, knifed out of fight. Oh, I'll tell you what. You start getting prepared. Water, food, warm clothing. It may continue to be cold. They may continue to do this. They could do this a long time after that, and then they could set it up for heat. And do it with heat. Then they could do it with tidal waves and hurricanes and tornadoes and flood the Midwest again. We've already lost about, 40% of the winter wheat crop in the United States. 30 or 40% of the wheat crop's lost. You think you might want to get you some flour or long-term storage food wheat in the buckets? Do it tonight. Order it up. Go look for it. Go get it. Talk to the farmer Joe down the road. He may have some for you. Yes. So they're going to do all kind of stuff. They're going to come for your guns. They come for your guns. You're, that's all over. I'm going to tell you what, that's Solzhenitsyn's front porch right there, you know. Right there is what they're wanting to do. And if they're going to do that, then I'm going to tell you what, then the Declaration of Independence that I've read to you so many times, which is still the law, it's the original law of the land, the Declaration of Independence from England, and I don't care how many fiddle with boys internally or how many of them people say it ain't, and that everybody's this or that, an extremist, when you can't even read the Declaration of Independence in this country without being accused of being some kind of an extremist or a what have you, then the time of this country is already over, isn't it? But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right It is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. So I'm going to tell you what. And here's just so we read it and let them know. Here's so they let them know. We go to the amendments to the U.S. Constitution. And you go to the Bill of Rights, okay? And I'm just going to read these two. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people to peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed. And when you do that, you're messing with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, because that's what protects the First Amendment. That's what protects the Third, the Fourth, the Fifth, and all the others. Ladies and gentlemen, they're fixing up to do a wing-dang-doodle on you, and I'm going to tell you what, don't allow them to do it. The Lord Jesus, if he's with you and you're with him, then I'm going to tell you what, you may not last on this planet, but you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. And you know where you're going to go. If you know that he's behind you and you're behind him and you're with him and he's with you, and you know that fully, you know it sincerely, you know it deep in your heart that he's there with you, then it removes the fear, you see. It removes the fear, and then you show me that the fear is removed. Oh, yeah, you can have a little bit here and there, and that's good and healthy, but I'm talking about that deep-seated fear that you're going to be turned into nothing. You go to blackness or something like that or darkness. No, if you're to lose your life and you're with the CIC, the Lord Jesus, you're going to go to heaven. You'll have everlasting life with him and our Father in heaven. And when the fear is lessened, the fear is removed, then that gives you a confidence and a power to withstand evil and to stand up against it. And then pretty soon old evil starts to say, oh, no, Nina, Nina, do you see your little career dissipation lights out there, Lucy's? Those are little toadies who work for the Lucy's. Those little shitbirds who work for the toadies, okay? You see your little career dissipation lights. Because when the Lord Jesus comes back with his archangels, he's going to clean your clock and throw you down in the fiery furnace. You'll burn in that plasma fire forever. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk on the air? I hope you do. Anything is most needed, most appreciative and wanted. Federal Reserve notes, metals, silver dollar, silver quarter, ounce of silver, gold, whatever it might be, a check, just fine. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. Oh, I just cannot believe that we're seeing it now fully. And I've warned about it and warned about it and warned about it. Brother Quayle warned about it long before me. And all the stuff that I know that I've been involved with, the Lord exposed me to, has been simply training for what I'm doing now and to talk to you. I don't have the giant audience. I don't have, but I did respect Rush Limbaugh, incredible man, what he did. And if you notice how Limbaugh, cancer, Dan Bongino, the cancer, the lymph nodes, all the stuff. You see, all this stuff is like I've told you about. You've got to be strong with the Lord, and even when you are, they can still wound you. This is a war, It's a war of evil against good, okay? They're coming for you. They want to come and they want to eat your livers. They want to take your children. They want to take your spouse. They want to take your house and all your goods and all your livestock and farm or whatever you got, your car, whatever. And then they're going to pay you no, never mind, because they're going to do you right on the spot with two bullets in the head. Even question what they're up to. Remember what the old overheard Canadian general was talking about in 2005, I told you about, that somebody had overheard a Canadian general saying these stupid Americans. If anybody even questions us when we come to take their house or their guns, it's going to be pop, pop, they're dead, throw them on the ground. And then everybody else gets on the truck and we take their house and all their goods. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You didn't like Trump tweeting. Well, that's okay, you know. And Trump was maybe the last best hope. And I don't necessarily see a political solution still at this point. Because I think the pace and the tempo, as you might call it in the military, the tempo is going to be greatly increased. And if we get out of this thing and we don't have another snowstorm coming, they don't do it again and hit all of us again, then the next thing you know, they might just throw a hurricane on old South Texas and Louisiana and Florida and Alabama and Mississippi again. See, you got to get rid of them people that might have some fight, might have some legs to fight. And then you got to get rid of, you see, you got to get rid of up in the central part where the rivers, the Mississippi, Missouri, and the Ohio, and all of a sudden you got to start flooding all the rivers. Meanwhile, out in California, all the good people out there who are living out in the country and up in the hills and stuff, they're going to give them the drought, aren't they? Huh? Or maybe the Red Chinese can come and go pop, pop, and hit that dam up there, one of them dams up there, and flood that whole valley, you know? To my good friends out there in Old Cohasset, Rude, hello to you. God bless you. And old Big Mac and the Mars Hill Gang and the old Be Kinds and all those different people. And Cirilla, God bless you. I know you're ready. I'm getting ready to do my garden. I hope you guys are too if we have any snow. But I'm going to tell you what, might be time to start to think about poop houses. Small ones, if you can't get a big one, but get a hoop house going, you know, a tunnel house where you can still grow crops in the wintertime. And then I'm going to tell you some other things as well. I would tell you to get like a shepherd stove or a small pot-bellied stove, a small wood stove. And I would go out and I would find me some wood that's laying down on the ground out in the country. I would just ask if it's in a public spot, just cut it up. All it away. If somebody gives you trouble, you say, hey, I was just removing a dead tree, you know, something that fell down. If a farmer or somebody's got a dead one, go in and ask them if you can take it down and haul it away from him, you know, and do it that way. But you better start stacking it up. And I tell you, if you stack up enough firewood, that can make you a little like perimeter wall, you know, stack it about 2-3 deep, and then it just gives you a little bit of a buffer against the rounds of ammo maybe coming your way because they can smell that you're eating something to eat, you know. But this is going to get mad dog mean. It's going to get wild weasel. Read that book 1 second after, just in the Black Mountain, you know, North Carolina and Swinoa and those areas in there. You better read that up in Montreat College, just reading that filaria. I-40 there goes into a parking lot and what happens just in those small towns, let alone in Charlotte, let alone in Richmond, let alone in, you know, Pittsburgh, let alone in Chicago or Detroit or wherever. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but I can tell you is that there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Yeah, for those of you who are hearing me different tonight, it hears a little different. It's because I got knocked off the air right off what I started to talk about. You know, the power grid going down in here and how they practice the Red Chinese used their Lenny balloons and other things, and they practiced and took out the power grid in Cuba. Like I told you last week, they knocked me up then. They took me up again tonight. All right? Now, you can see different things in terms of the way they communicate with each other. Sometimes the numbers that are in the Dow, and for those who don't understand, they can put any number in there they want. They can control that or squeak it just one more eaglet at the end and get it to whatever they want. But if you look at the Dow, 3 and 1 is 4. 494, that's 17. That means 8. All right? 3 and 2 is 5. 5 is funnier. 5 is the death thing. 5 is the killing stuff. So on 417 or 48, is something big going to happen with a lot of debt? And then if you go over there and you get, that's plus 0.98 for the Dow, that's 17, that's 1 and 7 is 8, okay? So on 417 or 48, is there going to be a lot of debt? Which then is God, okay? God meaning the little g God, the Lucy God. Then you got the NASDAQ starts out, of course, now these days with 13. All right, so then you got 874. That's 19, or 1 and 9 is 10, isn't it? And then you got 10 after that, and then guess what? The good old symbol, that is minus 9-11, minus 9-11. So are they going to crash something into a plane, into a building again? They going to do that? Is it going to be the Iranians this time? Is it going to be the Red Chinese? And so you see, you can look at their little numbers. You start to see stuff. And then you got the S&P 500. All right? You got 3. Then you got 906. I'm just putting like a hash mark between the things on the index numbers. 906. Well, that's, which is kind of interesting. 9 is 4 and 5, okay. And then 6 is interesting. Well, 9, you see you've got 3, and then you've got 1 and 5 is, 4 and 5, let's see, 15. 9 and 6 is 15, 1 and 5 is 6. So if you've got 3 at the beginning, you got 3 sixes equals the negative Messiah or the Antichrist, 7/2 + 6 = 8. So in other words, you're saying 3 sixes is the Antichrist Messiah, which is God, okay? They're talking to you. They're telling you. They're telling those of the cognoscente, those with the Illuminati, they're telling them what they're getting ready to do and do to you. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to hasten some of them fellers, you see. Some of them fellers and some of them dadgum Luciferians to their fiery furnace. And I'm going to stand for Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, you see. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stand for our Father in heaven and Lord Jesus. Oh, boy. And, you know, it's a big thing. A big, big, big thing. Oh, they've knocked the heck out of my computer. I can't even get back on. You know, it's kind of interesting. And they'll also, just so you know, I was talking about Bongino and Rush, different people. Satellite-directed generation of scalar frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template. Scalar frequencies, you see. You can dial up a frequency and give somebody disease. Dial up a frequency, give them cancer. Dial up a frequency, you can drive them crazy. Dial up a frequency, you can put them to sleep. Dial up a frequency, spread it out a little bit. This stuff is in the HARP patent. It's in the HARP patents, and if you understand it, I talked to Nick Begich. I was telling you about it. I've talked to him a lot of times. Okay, spent hours with him. He's a real smart guy. And you talk about the HAARP, and they can actually spread out the beam a little bit, take an entire region, puts you to sleep. Okay? So I'm just going to tell you. They're destroying the food crops. They're destroying the fish, the frozen foods, all the different stuff. They've ruined a water supply for about 15 or 20 million people. See, you got Louisiana next door, which has had serious massive flooding and a lot of problems from ice. You got Oklahoma, same kind of stuff, parts of Kansas. This whole thing now it's going east, you see. And it ain't going to stop because they don't want it to stop. They don't want it to stop. They want to kill 7 billion people, these Luciferians do, 7 billion people on the earth. And they own the judges, they own the stuff, they got the Supreme Court, they got the Senate, they got the House, they got the presidency, and all that is Red China Joe stole the show, and the Chinese paid him to his son $1.45 billion, don't you know, allegedly. So when you tell the truth, when you expose and talk about the Lord Jesus, they hate that. When you tell them that the Lord Jesus is your Savior, you can repent of your sins and ask him to come in your heart, and he'll wash you clean and become your Savior. All right? When you tell them that, the Luciferians hate that. And get off the Facebook. Get out of the Twitter bird. All right? You can stay on the net to get the information, but get off the Twitter bird. Get off the dead gum Facebook. Tell your family to call you on the phone or send you a letter or to text you, you know? To text you. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're fixing to have a wing-dang-diddle, and this is woe to him who calls good evil and evil good. This is the final deal. We're moving on into it. Moving on in. And I tell you what, you go up to Steve Quayle right now if you still want to get, if you got all your preps, you want to get you some gold or some silver or platinum or palladium, you call Steve up 406-586-4840, because there's hardly any gold or silver available of any size in London or Zurich. Hardly any physical silver or gold in London or Zurich of any size. Brother Quayle still got some, okay? And it might run out here pretty quick. On Steve's site, stevequayle.com, Steve says, possibly by mid-March. Call 406-586-4840. You may get Steve's son, Tyler. You get his capable manager, Daryl. You might get Steve himself or somebody else. But if you need something, get it right now and get it on the hook and have it expedited. But Steve would tell you, if you don't have your food and your water and your firearms and your basic preps done for your family, then do those first. If you need, like, a satellite phone, you can go on Steve's thing and get that. The satellite phone might be one of the last forms of communication to go. And you can also get night vision and all kind of stuff that Steve's got. They'll hook you up with it. Just talk to them and tell them old Hawk sent you. When you call them up, 406-586-4840, tell them old Hawk sent you. And when you're there, be sure and order a book or two or three. Buy two of Steve's book and get one free. And I would get Empire Beneath the Eyes. I would get some of his books like Angel Wars, The Giants, incredible books. What about Steve's book, Weather Warfare and Other Unnatural Disasters? You want to learn about with your children? You want something to see? Then get the DVD, Forbidden History Revealed, The Egyptian Presence of the Americans in the Pacific Rim, and an eyewitness account of the Smithsonian cover-up about the ancient giants. and about Alexander Helios and the different people coming from Egypt into the United States. Southern Illinois, the whole area is called Little Egypt. Alexander Helios came up the Mississippi. And then they went west, okay? And he came with a large number of people. So here now we got another one. 29 major quakes so far in 2021 has a magnitude 6.1 east of Fiji. It's the latest to rock the Australian plate with almost 200 large aftershocks. This thing is getting ready to blow. And we got magnetic problems where we got a weak magnetic field. I'm going to tell you what. This is the time that Lord Jesus talked about in Matthew 24 and Luke 21 and in Revelation. So it's the time to stand up. Stand up for our Lord Jesus. Stand up for your family. Stand up for your Bill of Rights. Just incredible timing. And you're getting ready to see old Regina Jones put troops back into Iraq. Putting more troops into Iraq and more troops into Syria. And we're fixing to see the God-Magog war hit out. And he's going to re-engage, you know, re-engage with old Iran. Oh, yeah. Going to re-engage with old Iran, you know. So don't you go in. So don't you go in to the Luciferian knife without a bite. Mighty men and women of honor, use your high technology strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus.